This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have them on the show today. Grossly undervalued, in my personal opinion, with a market cap around 4 million, stock at 20 cents. One quarter in April 2018, they did 196,000. Now they're doing about $1.6 million. We're talking about Digirati Technologies. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DTGI. Check them out. We're very lucky and fortunate to have the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Art Smith, with us today. Art, welcome to the show.
Hey, Everett, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Give my listeners, if you will, because I'm really fascinated about your model and how you guys are changing things over there. For myself and my listeners, give me a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, Everett, we're a publicly traded company on the OTCQB. We're a provider of cloud-based communication services, also known as UCaaS, or Unified Communications as a Service. We serve the small to medium-sized business market in the United States, and we also offer some other products to that same market. You can break it down into three categories: a UCaaS, which I mentioned, cloud-based communication services; a cloud WAN solution, or also known as SD-WAN, where we come in and essentially take over the IP layer of a business's internet network, right? And offer additional value through analytics and management of that network for the customer. And then we have basic network and business continuity solutions, which includes, fiber broadband solutions and wireless broadband solutions on the mobile network here in the United States. But our real driver for growth is UCaaS, right? And just quickly, I think what it comes down to here on the growth for that product or that product line is the fact that the telephone system that everybody's used, that businesses and even consumers have used for over 100 years, is going by way of the dinosaur, right? All of our communications now is going to go over the internet. It's moving towards the internet. And interestingly enough, 70% of the business market that we target, which is that small to medium-sized business between 10 employees and 1,000 employees, 70% of those businesses have not migrated to a cloud-based communication solution. So that presents a real growth opportunity for us. And of course, we've got some other products and services that we could layer in that bring additional value. But that's what we do.
T3 Communications, Synergy Telecom, those are your subsidiaries. What is their purpose?
Well, the parent company is Digirati Technologies. That's the publicly traded company,
yes,
that you referenced. And that's the one that trades on the OTCQB. Our subsidiaries are in Texas and in Florida. In Texas, we operate as Synergy Telecom. And then in Florida, we operate as T3 Communications. Both of these companies are acquisitions that we've made over the last 14 months. And we've got a really good presence in both of those markets, again, Florida and Texas, which are the second and fourth largest state economies in the United States. So we're very fortunate to be operating in growth markets as well, right? Everybody's moving to Texas and Florida, so that's a good thing for us, right?
That is true. That is true. Yeah, the growth on those two states is gaining population. I was looking at one of your press releases, outstanding growth over 800%. That being said, what is the market opportunity for your company's products and services moving forward?
Well, as I mentioned, geographically, we're participating in two high growth markets, the Texas and Florida areas of the United States. But also with our product set, as I mentioned, UCaaS or Unified Communications as a Service is a growing, there's a growing market for those solutions, right? In the United States alone, it's a $26 billion market opportunity. Globally, it's closer to $100 billion in market opportunity by 2023. And again, we serve the small to medium-sized business. That's our focus. That's our target market. And a large percentage, again, 70% plus of those SMBs have not migrated to a cloud-based communication solution. The other products that we offer include SD-WAN. I usually refer to that as Cloud-WAN. Again, where we come in and help the business customer manage the IP layer of their network. That business or that product line is set for growth. It's expected to grow to a value of about $8 billion here in the United States by 2021. So I think, you know, if you break it down, we're participating in two high growth opportunities here in the United States in terms of serving that business customer.
The growth of the over the 800% revenues, was that all domestic? Or are you doing some international sales also?
No, it's all domestic, but we have announced some strategic arrangements or agreements that we have. I think, well, if you go back to January, we announced an LOI to acquire a minority interest in a company in Costa Rica. We did this because the group was, there was an established relationship with the company Itelum in Costa Rica. They're doing exactly what we're doing here in the U.S. in Costa Rica. They have a long-term license with the government. They're able to serve companies and municipality or governments, government entities there in Costa Rica. And as you probably know, there's a lot of growth in that market. There's a lot of U.S. companies in Costa Rica that are very well established. I mean, Amazon, Google, UPS, FedEx, you name it. So we did make that strategic, or we are in the process of closing that strategic transaction. But back to your question, the growth that we've experienced and our plan is really to grow in the United States because there's so much opportunity here to meet our objectives and our goal and create shareholder value.
And so where do we go from here? What's the plan for growth to create value for your investors?
Well, Everett, we're just going to continue doing what we've been doing. You know, we announced a year and a half ago what we were going to do. Right? We laid out our plan, and we've executed successfully on that plan. We're not going to deviate from that. We're going to continue growing and serving the market that we focus on, which again is that small to medium-sized business. We've got a great product set, solid solutions for that customer base or prospective customer base. And not only will we grow organically, but we're going to continue growing through acquisition. One of the things that we noted as we looked at the landscape years ago and looked at, you know, how we were going to execute on this plan is we realized that it was a very fragmented market, right? The smaller regional operators that do what we do, you know, providing primarily UCaaS solutions, we're doing a better job than the incumbents, you know, the AT&Ts and Verizons of the world that have a very difficult time moving down market. They just don't do it very well. It's hard for them to serve that SMB market adequately. So we recognized that these smaller operators were doing a better job than the incumbents, and they were doing a better job than the national providers. So we embarked on our acquisition strategy and the profile for that acquisition target is a company doing somewhere between $2 and $10 million in revenue, 15% EBITDA or cash flow, with opportunities for synergies to improve on that. And we have plenty of pipeline opportunity there with regard to acquisition. So if you break it down, again, we're just going to continue doing what we've been doing. We're going to take care of our customers. I tell our team that if we take care of our customers on Main Street, Wall Street will take care of itself.
Absolutely.
So we're just going to continue executing on what we've done over the last year and a half.
Before I let you go, in closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I think I'd want them to remember what you said you know, when you introduced the company, is that we are undervalued. If an investor looks at our peer group, they will see that we should be trading at much higher multiples, right? The median average for our peer group, which are companies that do what we do, they're all public companies, some small, some large, trade at anywhere from, you know, 4 to 5 times trailing 12 months revenue. We're trading at a much lower multiple than that today. But that's why we're doing, you know, stuff like this, getting our story out there. I think people should know about what we're doing and take a look at what we've done here over the last year and a half. And I think they will see that we are undervalued. So, I think investors should look at the fact that we've executed on what we communicated to the investment community a year and a half ago. If you go back to some of our press releases in 2017, you'll see we laid out a plan and we executed. So you've got a management team here that that has successfully executed on a plan.
If you're looking for an up-and-coming communication services, look no further than Digirati Technologies. Trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol DTGI. Art Smith's been my guest today. Art, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days, and give myself and my listeners an update on your company.
I look forward to doing that, Everett. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.